Government funding runs out Friday, December 20th at midnight, and there's still no bill on the table for lawmakers to consider. Congress is going to have to pass a continuing resolution into 2025 to prevent a government shutdown. However, once lawmakers leave at the end of the week, they're not scheduled to return to Washington for the rest of 2024. The temporary funding measure will last until mid-March. That means Republicans will have a trifecta in Washington when government funding for 2025 is finalized. Congress is also on track to approve the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, a bill lawmakers pass every year to fund the Defense Department. This year's NDAA has an $895.2 billion price tag. It includes measures Democrats fought against, including a restriction on new diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, as well as a ban on the Pentagon's health insurance plan from covering gender dysphoria treatments for minors. Democrats argued the provisions are unnecessary because, as Commander-in-Chief, President-elect Donald Trump wouldn't allow those types of programs anyway. Despite the controversial measures, 80 Democrats voted for the legislation when it passed the House. It's unclear how many will vote for it in the Senate, but the legislation expected to get well over the 60 votes needed for approval. Finally, Congress needs to approve the Farm Bill, which sets food and farm policy for 5 years. The previous version expired in September. Just like government funding, lawmakers appear on track to provide a temporary remedy that lasts until 2025, when they'll come up with a permanent solution. The Farm Bill impacts everyone. There are products grown in America that cost more to produce than they can be sold for, so farmers rely on assistance from the government to make up for the losses. Without that help, it will impact the availability and price of those products. SNAP food benefits for lower-income families are also approved within the Farm Bill, so that's where lawmakers will make an increase in payments to help offset inflationary cost increases.